From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson.
I'm Barbara Jean Johnson.
And I'm Kara Thomas, and here are some of the stories we're following this week. The Minnesota Department of Natural Resources has classified the entire state, with the exception of far southeastern counties, as being in high fire danger. Open burning restrictions will go into effect the morning of April 5th for most of northern Minnesota, including Cook, Lake, and northern St. Louis counties. In the meantime, the DNR is cautioning that open fires under existing conditions are very dangerous despite recent rainfall. Although campfires do not require a burning permit, they must always be attended and kept to 3 feet in diameter. Unattended campfires are likely to escape and spread rapidly. According to Ron Stoffel, DNR Wildlife Suppression Supervisor, until the growth of new grass appears, the humidity begins to climb to summertime levels, and adequate precipitation is received, restrictions will remain in place. The elevated danger condition means high-intensity burning may develop on slopes or in concentrations of fine, dry fuel. Fires may become serious and difficult to control unless attended to when they are small. Stoffel said the green-up could take 6 or more weeks. He added, many small fires have already popped up due to the standing dead vegetation that is everywhere this time of year. Currently, burning permits are required locally. Most of the central counties are already under burning restrictions, and southern St. Louis and Carlton counties are under a total burning ban, including campfires.
In an interview Tuesday, Cook County Sheriff Mark Falk said an attempted break-in at the West End went badly for at least one of the perpetrators.
The information we're receiving is they may have been attempting to steal some copper. Anyways, unfortunately, one of the gentlemen had some sort of accident, and as all criminals are very good friends and they help each other out, the others left him there and then called somebody in Duluth, who then called St. Louis County 911, who related to Lake County, who related to us. So they are obviously very caring about their friend, and but he was actually seriously injured, and I think he took quite a fall. Not sure if he's still in the hospital. There was rumor that he had died, but that was not true. He did not die and is recovering. And he also had a warrant on him out of Carlton County. But we're still investigating it, and I do not know if there will be any charges up here. Assume that there will be some charges up here that will take place.
In another ongoing investigation, the sheriff said recently his department responded to a call from Great Expectations School after a teacher overheard two boys talking about bringing a gun to school.
The way society treats those now, especially after Columbine, you know, it's zero tolerance. Two boys were taken into custody. Both have been charged with terroristic threats. Hopefully these young boys will get the help that they need and their family and the support and can get them on the right track.
Falk said that too often schools are afraid of the image they are marked with after such an incident. He said it should not reflect negatively.
I don't think it should. I mean, I think, in fact, just the opposite, that they followed protocol, they reported, they took it serious.
Falk said his department also followed protocol and took the incident seriously. That's what zero tolerance in these cases means. With the Arrowhead listed as a high fire danger area by the Department of Natural Resources, Sheriff Falk said he's planning for possible spring fires through interdepartmental meetings and readiness sessions.
Fire is a four-letter word. You get concerned about certain areas of the county. The Tom Lake area concerns me, and the Mid-Trail area concerns me. You know, even though maybe there's no fire restrictions, to really think about whether you need to have that campfire or you need to burn that little brush pile because things can get out of control.
Falk added that the eventual move toward a new interconnected communications system called ARMOR will help public safety agencies to better coordinate efforts during a major fire.
At Wednesday's City Council meeting, City Administrator Mike Roth told councilors he received word the city will get $100,000 in state funding. Roth said Representative David Dill negotiated the funds for city water and sewer infrastructure improvements, and the bill was signed by the governor. Mayor Sue Hakes said the money will likely be used to upgrade 4-inch water mains and replace old fire hydrants. In other city news, two proposals submitted to the Energy Efficiency and Conservation Block Grant Program have been awarded. The grants were submitted by the city in partnership with the Cook County Local Energy Project. One project is for $10,000 to retrofit existing lighting in city-owned buildings. The grant requires an equal amount of money from the city as a match. Buildings to be considered include City Hall, the Park Office, Park Bathhouses, water and wastewater treatment plants. A second award is for the city and county to fund a consultant to work to identify and prioritize energy efficiency goals for residential, commercial, and government buildings. The two governments had applied individually for $30,000 each. The award, however, will be made to the city and county jointly for $50,000. The city's portion of the matching funds will be provided through staff support and CCLEP volunteer time.
The Cook County Board is on record supporting the fiber optic federal grant applications of both Arrowhead Electric Cooperative and Northeast Service Cooperative. Now, a third application is in the works. Commissioners were notified on Thursday, March 25th, that telephone provider Quest has submitted an application that includes areas of Cook County. The county's Fiber Optic Network Commission met with Arrowhead and Northeast Service to discuss the pros and cons of supporting more than one application. They decided two oars in the water were better than one and recommended the board support both applications. The county has not been asked to provide support to the Quest application. The Quest proposal includes three areas of the county for expanded DSL coverage. DSL stands for Digital Subscriber Line and is a family of technologies that provides digital data transmission over the wires of the local telephone network. Included in Quest's plan are two sites in Grand Marais and one in Lutzen. The expanded coverage areas would encompass the Devil's Track Road, South Shore Drive junctions, and the junction of the Gunflin Trail and Devil's Track Road. The coverage in Lutzen is described as the junction of the Caribou Trail and Highway 61. These areas would include such properties as Cascade River State Park, the city's Gunflin Hills Golf Course, and the Law Enforcement Center. While the Arrowhead and Northeast Service applications are for the same grant money, the proposals differ in their approach to providing fiber optic service. The board's backing consists of letters of support to accompany the grant applications. For WTIP News, I'm Kara Thomas.
I'm Jay Anderson.
And I'm Barbara Jean Johnson.